Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with CEO of the American Angus Association, Mark McCulley. Back with Mark in just a moment.
Are you ready to go deep in the heart of Texas for the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show? It's the cattle industry's biggest convention back in San Antonio, a place filled with incredible sights, history, food, and fun. And you can't afford to miss the huge NCBA Trade Show.
The trade show is unbelievable. I think it's the biggest one I've ever been to, and it seems like it just gets bigger and better every year.
There's no better place for cattlemen and women to learn, have fun, and connect with fellow producers from across the country.
Cattle Industry Convention is one of those can't miss, right? If you haven't gone or haven't attended, you see so many old friends, and it really is. It's a combination of business and social.
Amazing speakers, unbeatable education, all for cattle producers. So plan now to go deep in the heart of Texas for the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. Visit ncba.org for more.
At the recent American Angus Association convention in Reno, caught up with their new CEO of the association, Mark McCulley. And we talked with him about his decision to take on this new challenge.
I've been in the role since June, but as I said, I've been a part of the Angus family for a long time. I was at Certified Angus Beef prior to this role with the association. Of course, Certified Angus Beef being a subsidiary of the American Angus Association. So I've been around, in the Angus family again for 19, going on 20 years now. You know, the role change was one that just, I guess, presented itself here this summer. It was a change from being focused exclusively on the Certified Angus Beef brand to now, you know, being to work more on, if you will, the live cattle side, the breed registry, working more with Angus Genetics Incorporated, Angus Media, so more of the other entities as well. And, you know, I love this breed. I love this business we're in. I'm very, very passionate about it. It was just an opportunity to grow and take a new chapter. We're at, I guess, a point and stage in our personal life, our family life. We got a daughter we're about empty nesters, so a move was not totally out of the picture, and we've been excited every day since.
Saying all that, Mark, give us a quick state of the state regarding the Angus breed.
Yeah, you bet. And the business is good. The Angus business is outstanding. The demand for registered Angus seed stock and registered Angus bulls out to commercial outfits continues to be super strong. You know, we saw average sale prices be as strong as they've been here in the past couple years. Registrations, we had our fifth consecutive year of registering over 300,000 head in the breed registry. So continues to be, significant market share out there in the bigger beef industry. You know, I think looking forward, we are looking at not resting on our laurels or getting complacent with that success, because our members that we represent as an association certainly are not. We're always looking at how we improve our genetics, how we make Angus cattle better and ultimately work better for that commercial customer, how we make the selection tools, the genetic prediction tools that we have today, how do we continue to make them even more valuable. We're starting to look at exciting things now like immune response and the genetics around disease resistance. We're starting to look more specifically around genetics, around fertility. You know, obviously health and fertility, two things that are of paramount importance to the overall beef industry. So continuing to grow and evolve those genetic selection tools. So really focused on where we can add value.
Mark, let's talk a little bit about a couple of things I know that are kind of the Angus breed, and really with the true CAB have really staked their planted your flag in. And one is genomics. It seems like that the Angus, if you think of Angus today, I think of genomics.
Yeah, you bet. Our breeders have been forward-looking in their adoption of technology, genomic technology specifically. It just, you know, we're able today with the science that is out there to be able to really speed up our selection process. We're able to identify, you know, you think back years ago when we were to identify a bull of superior carcass merit, we had to progeny test that bull and follow those progeny through and get carcass records on. You know, literally we were six, eight, 9 years down the road before we would prove out a bull for carcass merit. You know, we accelerated that with the use of ultrasound, where we could look at yearling bulls and females and start getting through looking at ultrasound, their IMF, we could get an indicator there. But today, because of all that data and the work that's being done in the genomics field, we can literally start identifying, I say day one, but literally almost as embryos, we can start identifying the genetic merit, and we can just speed up our process and our accuracy of genetic selection in such a way that, we can just make progress so much faster. And Angus breeders have just been very, very aggressive at adopting new technology, not resting on their laurels and continuing to embrace new things as science presents them.
Angus CEO Mark McCulley. You've got the beef buzz on Ron.
Register now for the 24th annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January the 28th and 29th in Wichita, Kansas. This year, featured speakers include Dr. Daphne Miller, Jason Mock, Steve Groff, and Lauren Steinlegie. Pre-conference events include Fundamentals of Soil Health Workshops and Advanced Symposium with John Kemp and Michael Phillips. Early registration discounts are now open. Scholarships are available for women and people of color. Visit www.notill.org for all of the details.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.